All right. Good day, people.
it'll be morning when you release it.
That's why I'm thinking, but you know, it throws us off because we threw it where we recorded at different times of the day. So, but anyway, this is Saylet with Shwer Reading Dirty Books and our special series of Shwer Talking Fantasy Football.
Hi. Sorry, I literally didn't know where to go from there. This is Kalina. And we welcome you to our fantasy football and paranormal romance podcast.
I know some people get really confused when they get on our page and they're like, what the fuck is this?
It makes no sense.
None.
But we love it. And maybe there are other people in the world who also love fantasy football and paranormal romance.
Yeah.
It's unlikely that we're the only two.
Highly unlikely.
I doubt that.
Yeah. I know we get hits from people that like football and then hits from people that like, you know, books and stuff, so.
Well, we are using hashtags to denote both items, so.
Yes.
That happens.
So, we are in week six. We just finished off week five beating Dirtiest Maximus, Mr. Brian. Yes. That was the closest game.
We barely won.
By like 2 points we won.
It's very small.
It was very crazy.
Tiny margin.
If he had known or noticed or even cared, I don't know which one is which, that he had a player out, then he would have won.
Yeah. He had one player who just didn't play the game, mm-hmm. and he was on his roster. So, yep, that would have made him win.
Totally.
Literally any other player on his bench in that position... Done deal. We don't win that.
But
day.
Like a margin, we would have lost.
Yeah. So lucky for us, he ignored that, and we walked away with a very narrow victory, putting us at 4-1 on the season. We're the only team in the league with 4-1. There is still, unfortunately, Ben, our nemesis.
All right. So here's what we've been doing wrong. We've been saying, hopefully Ben loses, and if he loses, then we win, which will make us first. So we're changing it up this week, guys. We're going to say, go, Ben!
Go!
Ben, we hope you win. We hope you score.
Beat Zadok, those teenage boys.
Yeah, we beat them. You can beat them, too.
He's going to slaughter them.
Damn. Well, you know.
It's okay. We're still rooting for Ben this week in the off chance that backwards psychology works in football.
Probably not.
But yeah, so we're still riding high. We're number two in the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
There are six teams behind us that have a 3-2 record. So, you know, they're chomping at our heels.
Dude, this is the best we've ever done.
Oh, it's fucking out of this world. The best we've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, it's real amazing. And all we got to do is take out Hit It and Quit It this week.
And this is Jeremy. Mm. You guys... We cannot lose to Jeremy.
He's seriously the one person I refuse to lose to.
I know we said that about Ryan, Emily's husband, a while ago, but you know, we can lose to him because he was 0-4 or whatever.
Yeah, that was not about him. That was more about we didn't want to lose to an 0-4 team.
Right. But this one is like 5 team. Jeremy. We cannot lose to Jeremy because it would just be like, bad juju. We just can't do it. It's going to be a close call. The projections are really close.
5 points in our favor right now.
Yeah.
Projected going into Sunday. So here's hoping everybody... Hey, you know what? I know we've talked a lot of shit about DT, Demaryius Thomas, on our team, but he fucking did it for us last week.
Oh my
week.
God, he killed
20
it.
Goddamn points, and without him, we would definitely not have won.
Yeah. I mean, so... Denver didn't win that game, but... He killed it for us. He did really good for us.
He really did. So there's, I mean, completely blew his 8-point projection out of the water with 20 fucking points.
20 fucking points.
I mean, he has more points for us last week than Cam Newton, and he always scores for us, but didn't happen.
So we've got a question out there for you guys, and this is something that we struggle with on a weekly basis, actually.
Pretty much.
We have two players that were pretty... consistently like, do we put this guy in or do we put this guy in? And it's in a slot. They don't have the same positions, but it is in a slot, so we could change it.
Flex.
What is it called? Sorry.
It's flex. In a flex. Slot is a real position on the field.
Sorry.
I mean,
it's also like a soccer. Yes,
no, it is a football term. It really is. The slot receiver.
Like
it's a special
end,
place.
Right? Almost like a tight end.
I don't know. It's a thing that wide receivers do. That's it. I've now told you what I know about it. It's called the slot receiver.
I played flag football for like
but so you're a little not bit, wrong. So it is a football term.
Okay.
It's just this position is our flex position.
I keep saying slot and
because we can put there a wide receiver, a running back, or a tight end.
Okay.
We can put whatever we want of those.
Of those three.
In that position.
And so it's always between two players. We have Tariq Cohen, who's been doing pretty good for us, but also hit and miss. And then Kenny Stills, who is doing pretty good for us, but also hit and miss. So we just, I mean, they're always pretty closely predicted to do about the same. And obviously, we do look at their opponents, but we're always just up in the air about these guys, and we just don't know.
Well, here's the tough call this week, because they're playing each other.
Oh my god!
Tariq Cohen is a running back for the Chicago Bears, and they're playing Miami, where Kenny Stills is a wide receiver. And Chicago is also our defense, so I think I've decided to just go ahead and sit Stills, because I at least emotionally do not want to be rooting
right
against my own. Like, I'd have to root for him to defeat our defense, right. Or I'd have to root for our defense to defeat him. It's and that feels... I don't like it. Mm-hmm. So by putting Cohen in, I'm just rooting for Chicago to destroy Miami. Right. It's like, oh, fuck yourself, Miami.
I'm all
it's
for
very
it.
Good. Yeah, it's just a little bit more cohesive that way.
That's so funny. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
But that's so awesome. And that's such a bittersweet moment there. So all for it. I'm all for it. I think that makes sense.
I'm still iffy on Chris Godwin on the Buccaneers. They were on bye last week, but the week before they had a real shitty week. And he was doing well the first four games of the season because he was with the quarterback was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
Their other quarterback, Winston, right? That's Jameis Winston's team. Yeah, Jameis Winston was on suspension for four games. So he came back and they won all first... I think they won four, or maybe they didn't win, but they did really well through their first four games under Fitzpatrick. And then they struggled in game. No, they struggled in game four. Okay, guys, this is now boring. All right, they did well for three games, struggled in game four when Jameis could come back, but they still started Fitzpatrick. And then they switched to Winston, I think, by the middle of the game. I could be wrong. I could be wrong in all of this. But the end story is they lost real fucking bad in week four, I think. And then they went on bye, and they basically have to retool. Like, what are they going to do? And I think they're going with Winston. He's their number one quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if he's got the chemistry with Chris that Fitzpatrick had the first three games. So I'm tempted to sit him. I'm tempted to put Stills back because he's a wide receiver. So I'm tempted to put Stills in his position.
It's hard, dude.
It's real fucking hard.
It's fucking hard.
Because when Stills goes off, he does it.
He does.
But
he
really if Miami does. Is in one of their, like, we can't fucking throw the ball moods, which sometimes Miami's in one of those moods, and then it doesn't matter because they literally don't throw.
Though Miami has... sort of been decent so far this season, haven't they? I don't know what their record is, but
I think they hit a wall recently. And that wall was...
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's backwards day in the NFL. All sorts of weird stuff is happening. Even within our league. I mean, Ben's first. However,
Ben's first!
We can't talk too much shit about that because Ben is on the trophy. He did win.
That's true, he did win.
He won the first year that we played.
And then he was the joke for many years.
For the rest of the years.
We called him a bye week.
Yes, he was one of the bye weeks.
There was at least 1 or 2 years I remember where I don't even think he set his lineup most of the season.
Oh god, no, there was
he wouldn't have any players.
He didn't. He wasn't even at the fucking draft for most of the time. Like, it was either an auto draft or he was like 2 hours late. Yeah. And fucking drunk as hell, which is, you know, it's Ben. Like, it's funny and all, but it's like, that makes sense. So we can't say that he's terrible at it because he's on the trophy and we're not.
Yeah, we're not.
Anyway.
I don't know. So guys, it's up in the air. We're on, you know, Stills might end up back on my roster.
So we'll
I just...
see. We'll see.
I feel like...
We're just kind of hoping that maybe some of Jeremy's players get diarrhea.
Well, right now he's got three with Q's next, questionable marks next to him. So here's hoping, fingers crossed, they stay questionable or go to out.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't notice because he's not currently here.
Right, right. There's no such thing as, you know, internet and
no
that part of the world.
Ooh, is just it a kidding. Secret?
There totally is. Fuck no, it's no secret. I don't think it's a secret.
Well, he did sometimes lie about that.
Yeah, well, that's...
sorry. Airing dirty laundry in our podcast.
So, I'll go ahead. We'll post the our lineup, whatever we decide is going to be it for Sunday.
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. And,
you know, root for us.
Yeah, send us good juju.
And
juju.
If you know a secret about Chris Godwin or Kenny Stills, mm-hmm. let me know before Sunday so I can make that call.
Right on.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Have fun. I don't know. That was lame. Don't cut that out.
Don't have fun.
Nope. Cut it out.
This is unedited.
Cut that out.